To achieve excellence, to accomplish your goals, you must become the master of your domain. Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Michael Hagan, Chief Instructor and Head Coach here at Apex Karate Performance. And thanks for tuning in for the first episode of our Thursday Thoughts podcast for 2022. A few weeks ago, I had the privilege of interviewing Mr. Ariel Torres, a U.S. national team member and Team USA representative to the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. And he's also with the bronze medalist. And some of the things that he said during our interview really resonated with me. And I've thought some more about that. And as I said in the intro, one of the keys to being successful and to achieving excellence. Now, this can be, I want to specify that today's topic is predominantly geared towards those athletes. However, I believe that there are things in here that can be taken and applied to any aspect of your life, not just competitive karate, but even your regular karate training or any other goals that you may have outside of karate. So, but like I said in the beginning, to achieve excellence, you must become the master of your domain. And what do I mean by that? When I say that you must become the master of your domain, I mean that every facet of your environment needs to be controlled by you. You need to have active participation and active control over everything that you are doing. Some examples of that, and some of the things that we're going to talk about today, is your training, your nutrition, sleep and recovery. And when we're talking about it on a competitive level, as you know, most of our apex athletes are trying to get on the national team or wanting to compete internationally, and they have the goal of competing at a very high level. And when we're talking about that, the world championship level, and hopefully, you know, maybe in 2028, if the Olympics, karate is back in the Olympics, maybe even at the Olympic level. But when we're talking at competing at such a high level, there is no detail that is too small or unimportant. So when we're approaching our life and our training, we need to make deliberate, well-thought-out decisions over every aspect of it. And one of the biggest aspects is our mindset. What is going into our head? What are we saying to ourselves? In an earlier Thursday Thoughts episode, I talked about red light thoughts and green light thoughts. And if you haven't listened to that one yet, I suggest you go back and listen to that, because there's some very good things in there. But what are we saying to ourselves? Are we creating a mental framework, a mental environment to where we are pushing ourselves to succeed? Or are we talking red light thoughts to ourselves? I'm not good enough. I can't do this. Oh, this is too hard. Oh, look at so-and-so. We need to counter those type of things and this is going to sound kind of cheesy, but positive affirmations. We need to convince ourselves that we are good enough. And oftentimes we get in the habit of comparing ourselves to our heroes, those people who have gone before us, who have accomplished the things that we want to accomplish. And the risk in that is that we will, by comparing ourselves, we will allow ourselves to believe that we aren't as good as them, when in fact we can be, if not better. I've had athletes say to me, well, I want to be the next Kuna, for example. And my immediate response is no. That is absolutely the wrong approach. Make Kuna want to be the next you. We want to go above and beyond. So these are some of the things that we need to focus on how we're talking to ourselves. Another aspect of this is, what are other people saying to us? When we have a mission, when we want to do better, oftentimes there will be other people who want to bring us down. And it may not be intentional. They may not intentionally be trying to sabotage us. But those little comments, oh man, you can't do that, or nah, you're not going to be able to achieve that, or you know, look at so-and-so, you know, so-and-so tried to do it and they couldn't do it, so you're not going to be able to do it either. And then that feeds into our mind. And so as we tie this into becoming the master of your environment, part of it is we need to look at who we surround ourselves with. In another earlier podcast, I spoke about the community of karate. Well, one part of that was creating a network of people who are like-minded, who you can help propel each other forward. And that's one thing that we need to constantly be on guard about. The people that we are surrounding ourselves with, the things that they are saying. And this may be difficult, but if somebody that you consider your friend is dragging you down, then perhaps it's worth considering how to deal with that person, or what type of role that they will have in your life, or how you will spend around them. We want to surround ourselves with people that will help move us forward, help push us, help drive us to the next level. Another aspect that we need to control to become the master of your domain is your training. Do you have a training plan? Have you thought out what you're going to do every single day? That was one of the things that Ariel touched on. He spends a lot of time planning out his training, and it was successful. It got him to an Olympic bronze medal. When you are looking to compete or to participate at a high level, you need to have everything documented, everything planned. You cannot approach a training session and just do something. And your training sessions need to be geared towards the things that you are not good at. Everybody likes to do the things that we're good at. It's easy. It requires less effort. But people who are trying to be on another level need to recognize, and they often do recognize, that just doing the things you're good at won't get you to the end goal or won't help you achieve that goal. It's focusing on the things that you need extra work on, that you find difficult. And that's where your plan comes in. Because if we approach a training session with, oh, I'm just going to go out and train today and do whatever comes to mind at the time, invariably, it's going to be the thing that's easiest for us, the thing that we can just do on our own. So we need to plan everything out, have it scheduled. Some factors that can go into this are your time management. How do you control your day? Are you a full-time athlete where you can devote 4, 6, 7 hours a day specifically to your training, both your physical training as well as your technical karate training? Or are you a student and you're juggling work, school, other family obligations? Those things all need to be taken into consideration. And if that's the case, it's even more important for you to maintain strict control of your day. I was listening to a podcast a few weeks ago where the speaker was a trainer, and I believe they were talking about CrossFit athletes. But the point that they mentioned was that some athletes will schedule their day in 15-minute increments, so that they are constantly doing either their work or their training, and so that everything is right there and they set the notifications on their phone. Okay, it's time to go do this. And this ties in with, especially for those people who are or students or working and trying to juggle those different activities along with their karate training, is depending on what you're doing, you don't need, or let me phrase that, it's not that you don't need a lot of training, it's that if you only have a very specific amount of time, 15, 20, 30 minutes, in or blocks of small increments of 20, 15, 30 minutes, you can do a lot of quality training in that time if you have it programmed, if you have it planned. Okay, from, you know, I have class, I have to eat lunch, so I'm going to eat lunch from this time to this time. Then I have study and I have to do this and this and this. Then from 2:30 to 3, I have a 30-minute free block where I'm going to go out in the hallway or in the garage or the basement or wherever that is, and I'm going to do, you know, this move, and this move of this kata because I was having trouble with this transition last week and sensei said I need to work this, so I'm going to do that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, so some of these things are ways that can help you. One of my athletes I was speaking with has a timer on the clock using the screen timer, whatever that thing on their iPhone, to where it limits the amount of social media that they can be or time on their phone, because they found that they were spending too much time just wasting time on their phone. So they actually on their own went and put a time limit on it. So your nutrition is another aspect that you need to take control of, especially because if you're competing on the international level, I talked about this briefly in an associated podcast, is all of those factors are out of your control. There are a lot of factors that are out of your control. You're traveling to a new city, maybe you're staying in a new hotel, a different country even, where the food is different. So you can't leave these things to fate. You have to control them. Do you have to take your food with you? That was one of the topics that Ariel mentioned. I believe it was when he went to the Paris qualifying tournament prior to the Olympics when he placed first. He thought he was going to be locked down in the hotel and he wasn't going to be able to go out very much. So he brought almost all of his food with him to Paris. And that may seem excessive to some, but then you know exactly what you're eating. It's not a question, where am I going to get food, or is the food going to disagree with me and things like that. So to recap, we have to think differently. You know, the old Apple advertisement, think differently, absolutely applies here. And to achieve our goals, to achieve excellence, we must become the master of our domain. We must master our mindset. We must master our training. We must master our nutrition. We must master our recovery, our sleep, so that we are able to perform to our best. So now, go get to work, and we'll see you out there.